Okay, hi, my name's Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 13th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name is Vanessa Morris. I'm 40. How old am I? I've just had a birthday. I'm 42 and I come from Moffat, which is Dumfries and Galloway, southwest Scotland.
And how are you doing today?
Good. It's been a good day. The sun was shining in Scotland and the sun was shining down here. And I'm looking forward to spending an hour on the plinth and having some time to think.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I read about it in one of the Sunday papers. I can't recall which one, but I read the article. I saw that you could register and just went straight online and registered, which is something quite unusual for me to do. I wouldn't say I'm an extrovert, so this wouldn't be something that I would normally do, but the concept of being able to be yourself but be part of a major public art piece that isn't something that's static, fixed, or parameters around it was really exciting.
Could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
Well, I went through lots of things, lots of ideas about things that I could do on the plinth, and then ultimately I wanted it to be an opportunity to share 60 other people, to bring 60 other people onto the plinth with me, because it's about an individual statement, or you're making, you know, some people have gone up and they've done raise money for charity, or they've had a political opinion that they want to get across. I didn't want it to be anything like that. I wanted it to be something about an individual, a normal, everyday person. I'm a mother, I work, I have passions and hatreds like most people, and I just wanted it to be that. And then what I thought, how do I share that? And the person I am has been formed by the people that I've met through my life. And I wanted to bring 60 of those people onto the plinth with me through their names.
And can I ask you a little bit about the people you've chosen?
Yeah.
What particular reasons, is there any kind of trend there?
No. They all have brought something individual. I work in education and I have worked in the arts. So there are some artists because they have informed me in some way. There are some writers, but there are people that I met fleetingly, and people like my mother and my father. So there's a whole mix, because every individual that you meet brings something new, and they don't fall into one category, although I would say probably more of them are artists, but that's just because that's been the nature of my work.
Could you talk a little bit about your work, what you do and how long you've been doing it for?
I suppose my work, I did an arts degree many, many years ago, and then my work has either been as a curator. I was a curator up at the National Museums in Edinburgh in Scotland, but I've also been a development officer working with arts businesses, and at the moment I'm working in the education department with young people in 126 schools across Dumfries and Galloway. And what we do is try and bring artists and art experiences into the school as a way to develop, not to develop, to extend the creativity that children have got in them anyway, that somehow we tend to bash out of them the older they get.
And when you say you're quite a creative individual, is this actually in the plastic arts, or is it kind of more theoretical and design-wise?
Maybe more philosophically or strategically. It's about trying to change people's perception about what creativity is, and the fact that we all have the capacity to be creative, and that actually necessarily it doesn't have to be creative through the arts. You can be creative in any area, but and creativity is about maybe thinking outside the box, or looking at things in a different way, you know, problem solving, other things that you know, that you'll find in law or accountancy or you know, there's creativity in everything that we do. It's just that we need to open our eyes and recognise it and celebrate it.
So could I ask you a bit about where you're from, where you're living at the moment, kind of where you grew up?
I grew up in Cambridge, so definitely not Scotland. So in East Anglia, so slightly estuary English accent here, which has never gone away. I had two great parents. My dad was a mechanic. My mum worked in a bottle factory, not necessarily, you know, from a privileged background, but from one that was very nurturing. And I just always wanted to work in the arts. And I just worked my way through and went to college, got my degree, and just was really fortunate with the people that I met, some of the people that whose names I'll share on the plinth tonight, who were just great mentors and who saw potential in not just me, but other people as well. And that's what makes them really special.
Why is it important for you to share your experience with these 60 other people rather than just save it for yourself?
They don't know. None of the people that I'm taking on the plinth know that I'm taking them on the plinth. Actually, probably two do, but that's all. So it actually isn't important that they know that I have their name up there. It's purely for me. So it's quite a, you know, an introverted thing to do, which is really special because I'm really busy. I work really hard. I have two fantastic kids and a husband. And a lot of the time you're putting things out there for people. And this is something, it's a very special time, an hour to just sit and wonder and reflect.
What would you say your hopes, fears, expectations are for your hour?
I'm not the most, if I've got a PowerPoint presentation or I'm talking about somebody else's work, somebody else's art or a process they've gone through, that's absolutely fine. Talking about myself is, I think as it is for most people, is quite a scary thing. So my fear would be that I stumble on my words or that I don't relay the true passion I have about people. But I may, for some, there may be, I may say nothing because it will be just a moment to reflect. So I'm just going to look forward to it. You know, I was trying to script something and then I thought I can't script something because it has to be in the moment. It's about being up there, and the second I get up there, it'll either happen or it won't happen, it'll flow or it won't, and that's fine.
What art would you say you're particularly interested in?
Ooh, difficult one. One of the artists I have up there is Pietro Fortuna. He's an Italian artist who has worked with the likes of Yannis Canellis, an amazing, amazing artist who takes over large public spaces in Rome and Italy. And to sit with Pietro and talk to him for an hour is really tiring because he's so intense about his passion about how art can affect communities and how we should pull communities together through artworks, but how art should make us look differently at the world. And so he was, you know, a great artist to work with, but very, very demanding. there are writers like Angus McNichol, who's a Scottish writer, who just has an optimism about the Scottish language and how we should be embracing our own dialect wherever we come from, into our hearts and into our books and into academia. And then there are people that I went to college with who are carrying on doing their artwork and living the life that they wanted to. And in a way, I didn't have the stamina to do that. I kind of didn't sell out, but I went into arts administration instead of continue with my work. So it's respect for them.
Block there. And have you been following this project so far? What do you think of it?
It's been, as I said earlier, I think it's great that everyone has been able to do anything that they want to do. And some people as soon as they start, you just think, oh, they are such an extrovert character, and they've really embraced the fact that they have a platform to perform on. So some people have been natural performers. Others, I think, have been kind of more like myself, which is slight trepidation about it, but wanting to be part of something outside of yourself, bigger than an individual. It's been great that it's been used to raise the profile of so many good causes. And it's been good to watch the live feeds. But it would be nice to know a little bit more. I'm really interested to know how it's going to be documented, how it's going to be recorded, and how that's actually accessed. Because there are going to be a lot of sound files, and how much of those sound files are going to be kept, because that's a lot of hours. So how is that going to be kept, and how will it be recorded, and how will it be categorised, you know, to be able to find it? Because it can't be found under an individual, because the whole point of this is that we go up as individuals, but we're part of a whole. So I'm interested in how that recording is going to be catalogued, I suppose.
And what do you think, as an individual, you kind of contribute to the project as a whole?
Oh, difficult question. I don't think it's for me to say what I'm contributing. I think someone else will draw out from all of the footage what I contribute, and somebody else will make that judgment. I don't think that's something I should dictate or say. I think that's for somebody else to say.
And ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
I want to just enjoy the experience. I want to, I'm sure it'll actually give me more confidence and in my life. And maybe through going through this process, I'll resolve some things about some of the people that are there, and, you know, I don't know. Again, maybe that's something I'll come down and think, oh my God, why did I do that? Or why didn't I say that? Or I don't know. It's just to be a part of something bigger than myself.
And having worked on the art scene, the contemporary art scene, would you say that it's important to make contemporary art more accessible to the public, as Anthony Courtney's doing through this project?
Yeah, but to say contemporary art, that's quite a broad statement. I mean, is it an installation? Is it a sculpture? Is it film? You know, we're just, you know, maquettes, models, part of a film? Is it a sound file that's being produced? All of those things, I think, have different parameters and different options or opinions or ways to be used. I mean, contemporary art to me is something that should challenge and should question and should extend your perception of the world around you, and that is definitely what the plinth is doing. But how people access that, whether they see it as contemporary art or whether they see it as those individual things, I don't know. That's why I'm quite interested to see what's going to happen at the end with everything, whether it stays as a whole or whether it becomes a series of sound image interventions into another space. I don't know.
Can I just quickly ask you about some of the projects that you've worked on, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
Just some of your favourite projects you've been involved.
Well, Monday, so Sunday I go back up to Scotland, and on Monday, Tramway is a contemporary art space up in Glasgow, and I'm taking up work that young people did in a secondary and a primary school in Dumfries and Galloway, and they worked with an artist, an installation artist, Lisa Gallagher, and Pietro Fortuna came over from Italy, and we also had an award-winning filmmaker, Alessandra Popolin, and she came over as well, and we spent a whole year looking at self and identity and young people's identity in the community. And it was an amazing experience where the evaluation of that was through one-to-one talking with the young people and assessing the work that they produced. And young people who were excluded came back into school after doing this just because they were able to express themselves through their artwork and through dialogue with other people that really, you know, questioned their perceptions of themselves. And that was an that's one of the recent projects that we've worked on. So as I say, Monday I go up to Tramway to deliver some of that work, and we hope from that we'll actually get a public artwork in Dumfries with Pietro, again feeding off the community and the young people. But some of them are, you know, again working with creative writers and trying to change the learning spaces that children are in to make them spaces where there's a little bit more space to maybe move off the page and out of a textbook into something that's more dynamic and creative.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Check out. No, it's fine.
Plug,
no.
Away.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.